I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 444. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah senators have just one more vote ahead on a teacher increase and school voucher bill. The numbers are close to possibly overcome any future citizen referendums to repeal. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, Microsoft says the cloud is back online after millions around the world suffered through outages today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's southbound on the I-215 eastbound. Watch out, 33rd southbound to an accident about 4800 south, taking two left lanes. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold and cloudy today, but another storm's coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
30 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Facebook's parent company is reinstating former President Trump's personal account. The company says Mr. Trump's account will be monitored. Charged today with murder and attempted murder, the man accused of killing seven co-workers at farms in Half Moon Bay, California, District Attorney Steve Wagstaff.
This is the, by a large amount, in San Mateo County, the single most victims of homicide in one course of conduct within a short time period.
Audio and video recordings captured the night David DePap allegedly beat Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul with a hammer at their San Francisco home can be publicly released, says a local judge. The U.S. and Germany sending their best tanks to Ukraine. Former CIA officer, U.S. Marine, ABC News defense analyst Mick Mulroy.
We're moving from a posture of ensuring they don't get defeated, I think now, into a posture where we're trying to facilitate their victory. And tanks will be a big part of that.
A mixed day on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. There were two protests at West High School. In one, teachers walked out over school vouchers. But in another separate protest, dozens of West High students walked out of class this morning to draw attention to sexual assault claims. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell went along.
A sea of students braved the cold and flooded onto the front steps of Utah's oldest school. There was a harmony of silence, broken up with applause as they listened to their peers and classmates recount their experience with sexual assault.
We had a lot of ideas for what we could do, but the main idea was just we need to have a walkout to bring attention to this, specifically just a lot of students who've experienced sexual assault and a lot of students who really want to speak out about that. So it was all about just giving them a voice and allowing them to speak to as much of the school as would come.
Bree Martin is in the 11th grade and helped organize the walkout. She herself has her own story of assault.
It's rough. It's a lot to pass by the person who has hurt you, who has, you know, not really been the greatest to anybody. It's really hard, especially when that person has had little to no justice or punishment for what they've done.
Many of the students who spoke at the walkout said they were upset and felt ignored by school admin, who were often the first port of call for these claims. But according to Yandere Chapman, the Executive Director of Communications for the Salt Lake City School District, each claim is treated individually.
It's really tricky. Title IX covers a very specific type of case, and not every single case will fall under that. And the process is different if a case falls under Title IX and if it doesn't. When things are concluded and if there's a finding under a Title IX investigation, then The victim will know what consequences were issued. But if the case does not meet that legal federal definition under Title IX, then when things are concluded, the victim will not know what the consequences were. And that doesn't mean that we didn't investigate. It doesn't mean that we didn't issue discipline or that we don't care about this particular case. It just means that it's governed by a different process.
Title IX is a federal law that protects students from sexual harassment. But for Bree, she hopes the awareness raised today will spark change moving forward. Reporting from West High, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.